Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So just looking through social media and reading about myself. No, I was checking the, of course I would never do that. I don't want to read those nasty comments. I was checking on the latest with the baseball.
There's actually some good ones yesterday.
Yeah, man. You know, and that's the thing. Like, my wife wakes up. She's like, oh, I was reading. I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh, she was reading that stuff?
I think people can't help themselves. Yeah. They need to find out what's going on. I told you, it's going to be some good, some bad, whatever.
Yeah, it is what it is, man. Yeah, not everybody's going to love you, and some people will, some people won't.
But I would recommend not reading it. Anyway, I was just looking through some of the baseball stuff, and John Morosi, I saw something from John Morosi talking about Cody Bellinger, saying that he's like, three big market teams are in on Cody Bellinger. You got the two New York teams, Philadelphia, and then the Dodgers. So four, that's right, John.
You can count.
Three plus one equals four. There you go. So I'm not buying what Morosi's saying necessarily. I'm just telling you that the latest on Bellinger, according to Morosi from MLB Network, is saying that both New York teams, Philadelphia and L.A., or and Dodgers, are showing interest in Cody Bellinger.
I can understand why. I mean, again, his versatility is proven. And the other thing, too, he's played in three markets, and they're the three, well, outside of L.A., well, San Francisco is a big market as well, clearly L.A., but he is
in Chicago or
I believe, yeah. I mean, it's on New York.
Well, LA. You were there.
Yeah, I know.
I can't things
change. Things change. When I was in Las Vegas a million years ago, starting my career, there were, I want to say, 700,000 or 800,000 people. It was a very low. That was a national show, but it was a very low market count. It's gone well over a million. It surged up like 10, 15, 20 spots. And conversely, when I was in Detroit. Back in radio, whether you listen to Howard Stern, you know, however you really got your, I miss when you made it, like the I guess like the point where you thought you made it in radio was when you hit a top 10 market. And when I went to Detroit was a top 10 market. It's not anymore. So I say that because things evolve.
Okay.
That's the only reason I say that. But what I like about Bellinger is that he's proven to perform in all of the biggest markets. Crushed it before he got hurt with the Dodgers, was solid with the Cubbies, you know, terrific with the Yankees. So
yeah, most important what he did here, obviously.
He's got the slow heartbeat is what I'm saying.
Can he can play really every position. Another Yankee away?
Like, I don't think you guys are getting Bellinger.
It's getting ridiculous.
It's going to piss me off.
But it's getting ridiculous now.
I know it is.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It's going to piss you off if you say that. Why? Why not if the Yankees...
I think the Yankees need him. That's
why. But what about if they get Tucker? He's a better player.
I don't think they're going to pay for Tucker. I've told you that. I don't think they're paying for Kyle Tucker.
The broke Yankees now?
Oh, come on.
The Bronze Bombers?
What? Those broke-ass Yankees.
The Bronze Bombers. Good.
Unless the market is softer than I anticipate, and I do think that Tucker's number starts with a four, I think it's minimally 9 years. I think it could get to 10, and if somebody gets wacky, could get to 11. I think 11 is dumb. I don't think he's worth 10. Nine is more palatable, but he's getting a lot of money.
Would you rather pay Tucker or overpay, whatever, in your mind, extend beyond your comfort zone for Tucker? Which, by the way, BT, all these players, pitchers, offensive players, everybody at some point is going to extend because multiple teams want them. So then the price goes up and up and up. And then it's just who's a matter of who's willing to go over the top. It's a matter of who's willing to go over the top and who taps out at a certain spot. So would you go over, like the Mets with Diaz? Are they going to go over the top for Diaz or the Dodgers or Yankees or whatever? Are the Yankees going to go over the top for Bellinger or would you rather go over the top for Kyle Tucker?
I was told they're not going to go over the top.
For who?
Bellinger.
What about Kyle Tucker?
I don't think that's going to happen.
Then they're the Bronx Bombers. What are we doing
then
here?
Then who the hell's on the team next year? Oh, God.
This is the New York Yankees. They should be in on the best players, and they should be going over the top. What are they doing? There's no way they can sell the same stuff. Grisham coming back. Judge. Oh, we're set on the infield. Little Ben Ricey at first base and a catcher.
Ricey.
Oh, Stan's going to cut. Yeah, they call everybody that. Booney, Ricey, Jazzy. Oh, you got, what the hell's his name at third base? I'm forgetting
McMahon?
His name.
McManny
at third base.
No, they don't say McManny's idiotic. The Martian, that's the one thing they don't say.
The Martian in left field.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, come on. Spencey in left field.
Goes
Spencer
back to Gardy. Remember Gardy?
Yeah,
we always heard that.
Come on, man. This is the New York Yankees. You're going to tap out on Bellinger and Tucker? It's going to be too rich for your blood? What are we doing here?
I think there's got to be a certain level of responsibility with Bellinger. He's good. He ain't amazing. Let's not get this twisted here.
I agree with you, but if that's the case.
Then you pivot to Tucker.
Yes!
You would think. Now, but I presented something to you that I think there's a really good chance that this happens. Now, to be fair, I do think the Bellinger's back with the Yankees, but I'm not... Mm-hmm. I don't think that I'm past 80% confidence. Like, it's not like 95. It's
what do you think he gets? 6 years?
I think it's the seventh year that might drive the Yankees away. I don't think the Yankees will give him seven. I don't think that they should.
If they'll go to six, the question is...
If they go to six, he'll be a Yankee. That's what I believe.
Okay.
I don't think they'll go to seven.
I think they're in an advantageous position with him because I believe he wants to be back. I don't know. But unlike Soto, I believe Bellinger wants to be back.
Yep.
And if that's the case, all the Yankees should have to do is match. Remember, this dates back to Judge. They didn't even offer Judge the most money. What the hell is going on?
That's true. I mean, that was the Giants and oof. All right, so a couple things here. God, I love talking baseball, man.
Yeah. Don't worry. We'll do some stats a little bit later on.
So Gio can make fun of me for knowing stats.
That's
let's
okay.
Do it.
And maybe actually tomorrow we'll do.
And Boomer chimes in with that nonsense too.
Yeah, Boomer has a stat pack, so who's he to talk?
I mean, does he still have it?
Yeah, dude,
somebody sends him a stat pack?
No, every morning he's referenced it.
Oh,
and by the way, that's what you listen to Boomer. And by the way, he does it all the time. And Gio will be saying something. Boomer's like, by the way, did you know the Bengals are 0-7 at home this year under the lights?
There's
like,
some interesting abrupt turns on that show. Nah, they're great. I'm
we
just
should do
around.
Tomorrow, maybe do a little pull your...
a little card?
Yeah.
I was thinking that too.
We got to do a little pull your card.
We
you may get the perfect parlay.
Uh-huh. You are the champion with this.
Two-time champion.
Oh, that's right. It's twice.
Hey, where's Booney at, by the way? Was he in hiding this
whole
season?
I think we got to get Booney in here before whatever. I think we got to get Booney. Anyway, here's what I think is going to happen. I think that the Yankees will offer a strong 6-year deal. I think there's a really good chance he'll accept it. If you get some rogue offer that's 7 years, there's no way Belly's getting 8. 7, and the AAV is a little irresponsible. I do think the Yankees tap out. I think they'll then pivot to Tucker and certainly try to make a move for him. But if somebody's wacky with 11 years, like Toronto, I don't think the Yankees go there. So I'm going to give you an option here that I think is very plausible. I'm not saying it's the best one, but I'm okay with it. I do think there's a chance the Yankees trade Jazz Chisholm this offseason. I've said that for a while. I know for a fact that they like him.
I just like thinking that way, outside the box, yeah.
I know that they like him. I know that they're also very reticent to commit that kind of money. And length to him, he's a little spacey. Let's call it for what it is. He's not always locked in. And they know that, even though they know he's talented. So I think they could trade Jazz and even include one of those young, not here, I don't mean Schlittler, one of those young up-and-coming flamethrowers, and a lot of baseball people like, there's two or three names, I'm forgetting them right now, that really like those young pitchers in the Yankees. And by the way, the Yankees, for their position players, having been...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles.
like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Studs, for the most part, that they've always hailed as studs, like, you know, whatever, Dominguez and maybe some others. The Yankee young pitchers have come up and they perform. Luis Gil, Rookie of the Year. Mm-hmm. Clark Schmidt flashed. Will Warren struck out a ton of batters. Obviously, Schlittler is filthy. So I think there's a good chance Jazz and whomever can lead to a very big trade. That's number one. I think the other thing that I think the Yankees could do, I don't think they would pivot here from a free agent perspective in terms of giving Valdez $200. That's not going to happen. Cease is already off the market. But I do think that the Yankees could trade, whether it's Skubal or another big-name pitcher that we're not calculating yet, and try to win with the best rotation this century.
So you're asking me if that's the pivot I would go with.
I think that those are both two very plausible situations, I want your opinion to on both
of them. I don't love the idea. I think we've used this analogy or phrase from Seinfeld for years. Once something's wet, it's wet. How much better can the Yankees' rotation really be?
Can I give you my answer before Well, think about this. If Luis Gil wasn't pitching in Toronto and it was, you know, it was somebody like a Mesquite,
you're getting Cole, back.
I understand that. There's a strength in numbers there that is undeniable. That could be the best rotation this century.
Also, even if you have that, with starting pitching the way that it is in the game, you know, even the best guys like Fried or like Cole in postseasons before, what if they're off? And then what? Your whole plan.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a risk that you, you know.
Well, that's why I'd rather build it out as a team as opposed to just load up in one particular area. I was going to say happier, but that would not be the right word. I would rather see the Yankees, from just a Yankees perspective, leave the Mets out of this. Mm-hmm. I'd rather see them invest in Edwin Diaz and build a loaded bullpen more than I would go try to add another top starter where you have already hundreds of millions of dollars invested in Fried, Cole, and Rodon.
Okay, so why can't you do both here? Now, then the answer better not be because they don't have enough money for that. It's
no,
one
but
thing,
you're talking about both.
Why not get a starting pitcher with a trade and then go and get Diaz? Because now...
And what's your lineup and defense going to look like?
We'll get to that. Yeah. There's still things they got to address, but... If you start, and we all know this, so we know Rodon's going to be jacked up in April. We know that Cole's not going to be ready in April. We know Schmidt's not going to be ready until August. Trust me, we know what's going on. But if you have, whenever the Yankees hit full throttle health, May, June, a rotation of Gerrit Cole, Max Fried, pitcher X, and I mean a high-level pitcher, like a trade. And by the way, if it's somebody like Skubal, then Skubal's one, then Cole's two, then it just slots differently. Cole, Fried, pitcher X, who's a beast, Rodon, and Schlittler as your five, plus Diaz as a signing, whether it's 4 or 5 years. Then you put Bednar in the eighth. I know he's a closer now, but what's he going to say? No. You put him in the eighth. You put Diaz in the ninth. How are you not winning 95 games with pitching?
No, well, they can win 95.
And Judge.
They can win 95 games.
And Judge.
They win 95 games without all that. I'm not worried about the 95 games.
But I think, that's a good point.
I'm worried about the postseason.
But I think you'd be better equipped to win in the postseason with those arms going out. And by the way, Luis Gil is still in the mix. Who knows if he's healthy?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, as a sixth guy.
If you tell me that, plus get guys that can put the bat on the ball. I don't need big-name stars, but guys that are well-rounded ball players. You know, they have their big star in Judge, but I need more ball players.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that, then I'd be okay with that. I don't think that they need, though, starting pitching. BT and Sal on the fans. Get back to the phones here. Anthony's in Old Bridge talking about his G-man. What's up, Ant?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking the call. As always,
you got it.
We'll talk to Giants, but you guys are talking baseball. And when you talk baseball, I love talking baseball, so I'm going to touch on that as well. So
nice.
With the Giants, it's real simple. I mean, I called Sal last week. I mean, the GM situation, I don't know what they're going to do. I think it's a very fluid situation. If they get rid of Shane, I'm okay. If they keep him, I'm okay. My biggest thing is the coaching problem. It's an NFL problem because, you know, Belichick already put a statement out that he's not going to pursue any NFL jobs. All right, so that's probably not happening. Tomlin and Harbaugh, which I heard some rumblings, they still have jobs. So out of everyone available, the only legitimate coach, I think, is McCarthy. And let's just use an argument that we don't get him. And then that frightens me because I don't see any other legitimate options. And I think that's where it gets very, very sticky when it comes to the head coach thing. I'm not saying what happened Monday night was a blessing because there were some conversations that Kafka may or may not get the job. Vrabel walked circles around him on Monday, and thank God, because it showed him that he's not ready. So that we know that can't be a legitimate option. But I'm afraid there's no crazy options. So there's the football thing. Touch on that, and then we'll do the baseball.
Well, I think you touched on everything that we've touched on. We don't need to be redundant. I think you nailed it. So hit us with the baseball stuff. We'll react to that. Go ahead, Ant.
Okay, so with the baseballs, as always, with the Yankees, I mean, my concern, and we always talk about the money. I still think we keep talking about this lockout. I think that has something to do with it. I really do. I think it shouldn't have anything to do with it, but deep down, I just feel like some of these owners, and yes, the Yankees are partaking in this frugalness because of the uncertainty, and I think that's
But hold on. We talked about this. They're not going to get paid during the lockout. So
no, I know that, but it just concerns me that there seems to be an approach that a lot of teams are taking in regards to the salaries. Now, Soto last year, I think, made it very hard for us because that was such a big contract. When you look at overall, the contracts weren't very fruitful. They were kind of minimal to a degree.
Look and at I Pete feel Alonso. Like
there isn't
yeah,
no
that's true.
Slam dunk.
Yeah,
there's no slam dunk this year, like that kind of guy. So I think when you're looking, like you were talking about Tucker, let's see what the market is. I mean, is Tucker a 10-year, $400 million player?
I wouldn't give it to him.
That's what I'm saying, though, and that's part of the problem is, and this goes back to months ago when I called you guys.
I don't think he's getting $400 million. I'm sorry.
You don't think so?
I don't.
I don't think so either. Wow. I mean, he shouldn't get it. I don't think he's that good.
Well, how many years do you think he's going to get? Sal, what is your run of the Yankees? What's your drop dead? Forget about AAV, just sheer length of contract. How many years? What's your drop dead number? Go ahead.
I can't give Tucker more than a number or
no,
years.
No, years. Committed years. Guaranteed
I
years.
I can't give more than five for this simple reason.
More than five?
I think
you're not getting them. Yeah. Five.
He's cutting five.
About you, Sal? What's your drop dead? Hey, just can't do it. It's untenable.
Well, let me ask you something. Where's the comp? Because it's not Juan Soto. I know we had that argument last year.
Yeah.
He's not. Come on, dude. He's a nice player, and I understand why you would argue in favor of Tucker being a more well-rounded player and all that.
Which was always my point.
Yeah, but he's not Juan Soto. So
no, I agree.
Okay,
he's not going to put people in the seats either. He doesn't have that marquee.
Come on, and he's coming off. I mean, Juan Soto. Come on, Juan Soto. Juan Soto hit free agency by dropping his massive, you know what. On the table. You could not have. I really want to get in more
say
detail.
Say whatever you want at this point.
What's the difference? But
Dove will dump it.
He went to the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
Talked the Yankees, along with Judge, of course. But you get the point. The Yankees have had Judge before. Haven't been in a World Series since 2009 until Soto shut up. He formed one of the greatest tandems ever as a New York Yankee with Judge and himself. He was a beast all season long. A beast in the postseason. And then went to free agency basically saying, the defense rests. Here I am. I've showed you. I've won a World Series before. I've gone to other teams. I've hit. I've produced big-time numbers. I just dominated with the New York Yankees in the first year in New York, which basically nobody does. Here I am. Come get me. And everybody went to get him to the point where it got to an astronomical 765. That is not the same case with Kyle Tucker. Even if they're on par as players,
true.
Kyle Tucker's coming off a down year. So much,
and he was hurt, by the way.
Exactly. So much so that people are maybe forgetting even how good he could be. Now, he's going to be 29 soon here, I think. Let me just look this up.
Yeah, he is. Or he's already 29. One of the two.
No, January. He'll be 29 in January.
Okay.
I mean, he's not getting I'm not giving him 10 years. Not even close. I'm sorry. What did Vladdy get, by the way? I know he got. Didn't he get $500 million?
Did he get? I forget off the top of my head.
Hoff, can you just look that up real quick? Not that he's a comp. I'm just curious about these.
But it's a good question.
Kyle Tucker's not that guy that I would be giving him 10 years. Me,
14 years, $500
million. Vladdy got that?
14 years, $500
million. Dude. 14
now, years. Now, it's $500 million, so you're going to, if you're committing the money to him, you're going to spread that out however long you want to. 14 years is absurd. I wouldn't have done that for Vladdy, but obviously for the Blue Jays, it worked. I'm not giving Kyle Tucker 10 years. I'm sorry. I would probably max out at 8. I think I'm extending there.
Okay.
Dude, think about it. If we're talking about Pete Alonso for six, Cody Bellinger for six, Kyle Tucker's better than both all around.
Yeah, he is. No question.
Okay. So, and he's, you know, 29 years old. So he's in a spot where it's a sound investment with what he brings to the table. I'd go to eight. I'm not going anything beyond that. And then what are we talking about per year?
Well, I think it's going to be about 35 a year. I think it's going to start. If you're serious about Tucker and you really want him, right? Whether it's the Dodgers, whether it's the Yankees, whether it's the Mets, whether it's Toronto, I think it starts at 10 years. I do.
Oh.
Now, I'm not saying that I like that. Yeah, Wolf, I'm kind of with you.
Although I'm more about the money than the years, you're the opposite, I know.
You know why I'm the opposite? Because I'm tired of watching the last 2 years of LeMahieu walking around like he's 70 years old and Stanton playing 50 games a year and Aaron Hicks.
Well, couldn't you just cut them?
Yes, but they don't. So I'm preemptively like trying to avoid that because they have not shown the proclivity. There's a word for you.
I like it.
To do that. If they did that, I'd say give them 12 years. What the hell do I care? They'll figure it out in 10 years.
I guess the thought process behind it, to me, there's really no difference. The money is the money, but you'd rather invest more money up front. And by the way, did you see all the deferrals with the Dylan Cease
deal? I did.
You'd rather invest more money up front in years that you expect to get higher production. So say, well, we'll pay you what we believe you're worth for the next 7 years, but beyond that, there's no point of just throwing money away. I'd rather give you more money for your prime years than less money for longer years.
And that's an important part of this. And this is really why the contracts in baseball suck. Yeah. Not because they're guaranteed. I don't begrudge them at all for that. That's awesome, right? But when he's going to be 29. So let's say he gets a 10-year deal. Just based on the age and the sheer length of the expected contract, it is very simple to say, and I believe highly accurate, that he has already, like, he has given more of himself. His best baseball has been played more so than not. Meaning, do I think he's going to have 10 years equivalent to the first 7 or 8 that he's put on? No, I don't. Because I don't think he's going to, I think he's going to age well, but I just don't think that that's practical. And the problem with, and this is why Soto was so in demand, 26 years old. So, and that's why A-Rod back in the day, when he got that bank from Texas and then eventually got out of there after the trade, as we know, that's why Alex was able to get that kind of money. That's why Kevin Garnett was able to get that money. And some of these NBA guys were able to get the money because they're still in their absolute prime. Whereas with baseball, when you get it, like Pete now is trying to get paid at the age of 32. That's not good. It's not sustainable because what you're really doing is if you give player X $300 million, you're acknowledging, and he's around 30 or 31 or 32, you're acknowledging, we're basically paying for 4 years of what he did somewhere else.
Right.
That's the reality of baseball contracts, which suck.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.